6.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. That was new music from The Weeknd, Scared to Live. And on the line, I think, you know, John might officially be family, and he might be our younger brother.
And it's good to know a pop culture influencer like John Murray. What's going on?
Listen, my favorite radio couple. Anytime y'all need me, I'll be here for you, but you know.
John, you know what's so funny? When I called you the other day, I was like, you know what? I was thinking about that. We're getting to the limit. John got one more call.
I know, right?
Not to flirt with your wife, but it's something about Allison's smile that keeps making me say yes time and time again.
I'm going to keep smiling.
Well, join the club. Look, so proud of you, man. You know, everybody knows you're an influencer, but you got people together that people just can't get together for a good cause. That's what friends are for. This virtual collaboration has really gone viral.
Thank you. Like, I miss my friends. I miss my loved ones. You know, I'm pretty social for a living. And so having been in the house, I think this is week number 6 for me now, I decided I wanted to do something to inspire people during this time. And so I was laying in bed one night. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I had a vision to pull together a bunch of people to sing That's What Friends Are For. So I woke up early the next day and just got on the phone and started calling people. And, you know, I was like acting like I was the bootleg Quincy Jones. I mapped out where I wanted people to go. I arranged what I wanted them to sing. I sent them all the instructions. I got people to send me videos back without really knowing what I was doing. And the truth is, when I started, I wasn't completely sure either. But as I started to produce the video myself and pull the videos, the song arrangements together, a good friend of mine, a local D.C. gospel artist named Charles Butler, was like, you should reach out to Phil Walker, who's a really great producer here in D.C., and have him play under the singers. And in addition to playing, he created this whole original score under the artist. And the response from the people who have been encouraged and inspired and are having a feel-good moment as a result of it has been just the reason why I did it.
Name some of the people who are featured in the reimagining of That's What Friends Are For.
So there are 24 artists altogether. So you've got Yolanda Adams, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child, Coco from SWV, Ruben Studdard, Kenny Lattimore, Avery Sunshine, the legendary Shirley Murdoch and Ann Nesby. It really is a cross-section of artists from various genres. And some of them have called me and just been blown away by the impact of the song. Selena Johnson reached out to me Sunday night and said, I finally was able to sit still long enough to watch the whole 9-minute rendition of the song. And she said, bruh, this was special. So it feels good that it's even impacting those who are on the song, because again, they didn't really know what they were doing when they cut these videos. And they were like, yo, you've never asked us for anything, so here you go.
That's what friends are for. No pun intended. John, hey man, we just wanted to pat you on the back, give you your roses. You did this, and like you say, in a time where everybody needed it, and it kind of speaks to the kind of relationships that you have, the real relationships you have with people, and also your talent, man. So just congratulations, my friend. I can't wait till this is broken so we can get you back in the studio. When we're back in the studio, please be safe. We need you, and hopefully we can get you a check next time. We see you.
I love y'all. Thank y'all for all your support.
We love you too, John. Coming up,
the world premiere of Mark's latest jam.
Babe, it's not my, it's A&M Records, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, sorry.
Allison and Mark Records.
Yeah, okay, the world premiere of Allison and Mark Records' latest single.
Corona Wipe.
Okay. You got to hear it to believe it, y'all, for real.
Coming up on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.